Well, it's absolutely huge. One of the biggest policing operations has ever been in the capital for this type of an event. And I guess it will be around three or four different areas. I mean, one of them will be the London Excel Centre, which is where the summit's going to take place tomorrow. But obviously there's already a lot of security around there, and that will be both Secret Service and police, and all the different delegations coming, particularly the Americans, will have their own security in place. But the main area of security will probably be around the City of London, the Square Mile, where most of the protests are going to be taking place, and the two big protests will be taking place. But I expect that police will be on alert across the capital, actually, because there's other marches, offshoots. Stop the War have a march from the American Embassy to Trafalgar Square. But also, you know, they are expecting individual autonomous groups to mount their own actions, and that could be anywhere in the capital at all.
How confident are the police that they're able to keep order?
I mean, I think they would say they are quite confident they'll do a good job. I mean, I guess that's what they would say. The question is whether there will be attempts at disorder. And, you know, most of the protesters, the vast majority of protesters, will say no, definitely not. They don't want that to happen. And their view is that police have been exaggerating the threat of disorder on the streets, in part to deter people from turning up. And also, they would say, to justify the huge amount of resources that have been spent. But that said, I think there are probably, in fact, I know there are some individuals who would want things to kick off. And there are different gradations of that. I mean, you know, is an occupation of a street or a tube station or a bank disorder, or is that kind of legal direct action? We all know the types of disorder that we all agree with are disorder, like smashed windows and violence and aggression. And whether it reaches that level, I don't know. One thing I would say is that there has been so much media attention and so much hype surrounding this that it's kind of like a hair trigger, and you feel surprised, really, if tomorrow passes without incident.
Who are the main groups that will be protesting today?
I'd divide them really into two main groups. One is an organisation called G20 Meltdown, and they're a kind of ragtag band of anarchists, anti-capitalists, squatters, academics. And they're planning to congregate with four horsemen of the apocalypse at the Bank of England at midday. And they will have in amongst them all sorts of different types of groups and organisations with their own agendas. The other group, the separate group, will be Climate Camp. And these guys are kind of slightly more professional. They held a very kind of clean-cut press conference today. They're the people who occupied the King's North power station or a field nearby it, and Heathrow runway as well. So they know what they're doing. They're very professional. And they will swoop on an area of London and set up a kind of carnivalesque camp somewhere in the city. So those are the two main groups. And there are offshoots, as I said. Stop the War Coalition are doing their own march. And they're, you know, as ever with politics, and particularly this kind of politics, it's always fractious and people fall out with each other. And that's been happening with the groups of protesters from day one, really. So there could be all sorts of things going on across the capital, but that's how I would divide the two.